Welcome back. Coming up next, unlocking the ancient secrets to healing and why science is looking to the past for the future of medicine. Coming up after the break, Gail Lynn, creator of the Harmonic Egg, will be here. It's a unique healing chamber that combines sound, light, color, and geometry for healing. That's upcoming right here on Coast to Coast AM. At the age of 37, Gail Lynn's dream of making a difference in the world was rudely shattered. The accumulated stress of two challenging relationships and three extremely competitive careers in the automotive, telecommunications, and film industries had decimated her physical, emotional, and psychological reserves, leaving her with a medical diagnosis of severe cardiovascular stress. Determined to restore her health, Gail plunged into the world of energy medicine, when a series of whole body light and sound treatments reversed her diagnosis. She set out to uncover both the ancient history and modern science behind light, sound, as healing therapies. Gail Lynn, welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
Good. How are you, Richard? Good to hear from you again.
Very well. Yes, likewise. So let's begin, at the beginning. I mean, right from your very early life, you were kind of under a great deal of stress, right? As a child.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I came out of out of the womb in fight or flight.
Your father was an alcoholic?
Yeah. I was born in the Detroit, Michigan area. And my dad was an alcoholic, factory worker, seventh grade education. My mom had a high school diploma. You know, they do the best that they can. But, you know, when you're a child and you're in that environment and it's, you know, more than 30 years of my life was a lot of just plates throwing and dad leaving. And, you know, even at a young age, I'd go walking down the street to go find him when he would leave drunk and he'd driving down the sidewalk and some terrible things. But, you know, we all have our challenges as, you know, in childhood. And, you know, I started working when I was 14 years old. And right after high school, I was 17 when I graduated from high school because my parents put me into school when I was four. So a lot of challenges there because I was always catching up to my peers. When they were 16 and driving, I was still 15. When they were 21 and drinking, I was still 20. You know, when they were going over to Canada, you know, when they could drink early because we were in the States, we could drink early in Canada, I was left behind. So didn't have a lot of friends or anything. But I went ahead and at 17, graduated high school and applied for a job in automotive. Because that's what you do when you live in Detroit. You learn about Henry Ford and you work in the automotive industry. So I did that for about 9 years, starting around age 18. And I was always bored. I was always looking for something else to do. I didn't do really well in school. I did really well in college, but was looking for an education. And what I realized is you don't really get the education that you need. It's almost like a game to get the piece of paper. So 13 years of college, and I just thought, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and get the piece of paper. So, you know, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, and nothing was making a difference, and everything was easy for me. So there weren't a lot of challenges. They kept moving me around in the automotive industry. I was building DC motors. I was doing, I was taught project management and CAD, and just nothing was exciting for me. So in 1997, I was 27 years old, and I was offered a job in Texas to work in the telecom industry. And interestingly enough, I could never really make enough money in automotive. I was that young girl that came in, and I was the daughter for everybody. And so, you know, I was making $20,000, and I had all these responsibilities. So when I was offered the job in Texas for $85,000, I thought, well, heck yeah, I'm going to go to Texas and leave everything I know and start over. And that's when the pace picked up. And it was 10 years. I married a shaman. I ran an international telecom consulting firm. I traveled the world. debt-free by the time I was 29, divorced by 30, and ended up enrolling in a karate school where I met Elvis's stepbrother, David Stanley, made a movie with him, right. And then here I am, 37 years old, with a diagnosis of severe cardiovascular stress on the verge of a heart attack. So that's kind of the...
Right. Now, was
bringing up to speed.
Was that partially genes, or did you do that to yourself, just working yourself, to an early grave?
Yeah, absolutely. It was not genes. My parents were, healthy enough. My dad worked in a factory, an asbestos factory, so of course that ended up killing him with the mesothelioma. But yeah, it wasn't genes. It was me as an overachiever, I always, my motto was history is made by those that break the rules. And, I was always trying to break rules and prove myself and make things happen.
And it wasn't just the work, right? It wasn't just physical wear and tear. It was also, I guess, two kind of challenging relationships. Was one of those with Elvis's stepbrother, David?
Oh, yeah, that was one of them, right? It was 7 years of making a movie and traveling all over with him, raising money and... doing his dream. And then my first husband, I did his dream and, I handed him a business that he always dreamed of and just walked away. So obviously as an entrepreneur, I've lost everything a few times, just keep going.
Right. Did you feel yourself getting sick or did you go in for a checkup and get the surprise of your life? You have the heart of an 80-year-old.
It was a bit of a surprise, but I also had been, I was born with asthma. At 17, I started to get migraines, and I had migraines for 23 years, and I had cystic acne, and my hair was falling out, which I now know was heavy metals from doing soldering and building DC motors in the automotive industry. And, so it wasn't, I had insomnia for 20 years. It wasn't a surprise. The heart condition was a surprise. My health was failing, and I thought, well, I'm getting older.
Sounds like you were dying.
Right? Things are going to fall apart.
Sounds like you were dying.
Yeah, I feel like I was. I feel like if I didn't find the ancient secrets to sound and light, and Edgar Cayce had talked about it, and, we have Royal Rife and Tesla, if I didn't find that, the medical community was not helping me.
What was your prognosis from initially when they said you have the heart of an 80-year-old? I mean,
Well, they said you're on the verge of an instant
life expectancy.
Heart attack. Yeah, instant heart attack to me was, I was on the verge of death, and I knew I needed to change some things, and so I had to take a step back from life, and I did. I got in my car one day, and I drove to Arizona where there was a sound and light chamber, and I knew when that garage door closed behind me, and I came back, I knew my life was going to change, but I didn't know how that was going to look. It was amazing.
What led you to the light, light and sound? What led you to that form of therapy?
Oh, great question. I was at a conference for CEOs, basically being the CEO or the COO, operations officer of the production company, and a guy got on stage. And he was talking about the sound and light box. And he talked about this little boy. And this little boy had 7 brain surgeries before he was 7 years old. The doctors told him he would never talk. He would never walk. He would never have hair. He would never grow teeth. And the mom said, nobody gets to say that about my son. Nobody gets to put any stipulations on my son. And he's doing this presentation and you see the little boy on the screen and you see that he doesn't really have a soul. You're looking at the eyes of this boy and you see nothing. And at the end of the presentation, the little boy walks on stage with arm crutches and he has hair and he has teeth. This is all from this light box. And I thought, there's no way. This is incredible. Everybody's crying. And I walked up, I bullied my way up to the front of the stage after the talk. And I don't know why it seemed like a stupid question, but I asked the gentleman who was the creator of this box, could this help me with my migraine? Here, this boy, you know, walks on stage, his hair, teeth, you know, he could never walk. And he said, well, the body doesn't know disease by name. Well, to me, coming out of corporate, that's not the answer. Yes or no? Give me a yes or no. But now I know with the FDA, you can't make claims. I just wasn't familiar with that industry. But it was amazing. And that was in 2001. So when I got my diagnosis in 2007, it was like the universe just put in my head, go find that light box.
And that took you to Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah. Of all places, Cottonwood, Arizona.
And how many sessions did you do, and how quickly before you noticed a difference?
So I did a weekend of sessions, which at the time that light box was 4 sessions in 3 days. And I thought nothing happened. I thought, well, that was really nice. I relaxed and I, you know, got some sound and light. But I noticed when I got home, my eyesight had improved, and I wore glasses since I was 19, and I don't wear glasses now. And my asthma, I was riding my bicycle with a friend, and usually we'd get to the top of the hill, and I live in Colorado, so the air is thinner, you're at altitude, and we'd get to the top of the hill, and I wouldn't be able to breathe. We got to the top of the hill, and I thought, I don't have my asthma. And so that went away immediately. And then the next migraine that I had, I noticed that it was less intense and it lasted less time. And I thought, well, that couldn't have been that silly light box because it didn't do anything. And that's when I started to really dive into it.
And what about your heart condition?
Oh, the heart condition was absolutely clear by the end of the weekend. We did a heart rate variability test right there on site in Arizona, and my sympathetic and parasympathetic was completely in balance. It was amazing. You know, the first thing I thought as an engineer is, well, you know, I'm on a vacation and maybe I'm just relaxed, but it never, the severe cardiovascular stress never reared its ugly head again.
After 4 sessions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what does that light therapy that you took in Cottonwood, Arizona, what does that look like?
So it was a rectangular box with a 4-inch foam pad, some speakers underneath, and then a rainbow colored type of light bulb that was recessed into a light assembly. So, I mean, literally you're laying in the bed and you're looking up and seeing Sylvania 40 watt. And so it seemed quite silly to me, but there's a resonant chamber.
And
that's where I kind of started. Yeah. With the sound. Yep.
What kind of sound though?
Oh, so they have very gentle type of music. What I have later found out, they were playing MP3 files of just various music. I heard piano, there was a little bit of flute, and, you know, just a variety of instrumental type music to just calm the mind and calm the body.
It sounds just too simple.
Too simple, right? Exactly. And I thought, there's no way. But if you look at it, we're vibratory beings of light from the universe, from God, from source, whatever word you use. And so it started to really solidify in my engineering mind, why not heal with sound and light? It only makes sense.
And so that began your journey, and you start delving into, you mentioned Royal Raymond Rife, of course, who found mm-hmm. the resonant frequencies supposedly of so many viruses, and Tesla mathematics. How did you get from that light box to studying Tesla mathematics, and what did you mm-hmm. find?
So yes, exactly. I had to figure out what was going on in this environment. So I ended up opening up a center in 2010, I bought 2 of the light boxes, and I started to really talk to clients. The clients taught me. Clients would come in with different ailments, different complaints, and I would go through and say, okay, what could be the reason why the body would get this illness? What could be a reason why this could happen to this person, but it doesn't happen to this person? So I started studying Edgar Cayce, Royal Rife, Wilhelm Reich, Tesla. And then there was a lot of complaints. They would, the clients, I felt, were getting too much. 4 sessions in 3 days was too much. And then the MP3 files, what I found was distorting the sound to the nervous system, and we needed a better quality. And that 4-inch foam pad was distorting the music even more with the speakers underneath. So I started thinking, I started, you know, listening to what they were complaining about. They were not liking laying flat. After laying flat for an hour, their back would hurt. So just a lot of things were coming up. And then I started having dreams about an egg shape, 360 degrees of healing. And I was looking at Victor Schauberger's work, and he had taken an egg shape water dispenser and was talking about how the vibration inside an egg shape is always moving like a spiral. It's always energized. It's raising the vibration, raising the consciousness of the water. And so I thought, oh, that would be really cool if we could have this egg shape. So started studying that, started asking around to some of my friends, you know, who knows somebody that could build this for me? Just kind of a fun project.
And they you weren't inspired at all by reruns of Mork and Mindy, were you?
Exactly. You know, and Mork landed in an egg in Boulder, Colorado. So here I am 20 minutes from Boulder, Colorado, creating this large wooden egg to get into. And it was amazing. And people said it can't be built. You can't build a large wooden egg. So, of course, when someone tells me I can't do something, just like when we made the movie with David Stanley and Elvis, about Elvis, his life with Elvis, people said, you can't make a movie. Well, why not? Because you never have. Well, get out of my way, because I'm going to do it anyway. So people said it couldn't be built, but I found a guy crazy as I am who said, you know, I'm going to build this for you. And it was really cool.
And it had to be out of wood?
It had to be made out of wood? Mm-hmm. It was the acoustics of it. It was the simplicity of it. Wood has certain properties where it doesn't hold information. It doesn't hold energy. Unlike crystals, you know, where people that work with crystals have to clear those crystals. They have to make sure they're clean because they do hold information and energy from previous clients and, you know, other things in the environment. So I wanted to make sure it was wood. I wanted to make sure there wasn't any Wi-Fi. A lot of clients came in with EMF sensitivities. And what ended up happening with the spiraling of the energy, we almost changed the gravitational field inside and around the egg. People were coming in with EMF detectors and RF detectors, and they weren't getting any EMFs, even though we have an amp that we have to play the music with. You know, there's an iPod, but it's no Wi-Fi, no Bluetooth, you know, the light system. And so somehow we had dowsers and channelers coming in, and we weren't getting the EMFs off of that really I would get at my house, but I wasn't getting it with that structure of the egg nearby.
Gail, I got to jump in here. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back and talk about the harmonic egg with Gail Lynn. Back with more right here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Say hello on Twitter, at Richard Serrett, the website strangeplanet.ca. Several hundred people have already booked their tickets and begun training for a spectacular voyage, a few minutes or perhaps days in the weightlessness of space. The mainly wealthy first-time space travelers are getting ready to take part in one of several private missions which are preparing to launch. The era of space tourism is on the horizon, 60 years after Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first person in space. Two companies, Virgin Galactic and Blue Origin, are building spacecraft capable of sending private clients on suborbital flights to the edge of space, lasting several minutes. You can read more in the news section up at coasttocoastam.com. When we come back, More of my conversation with Gail Lynn and her extraordinary journey through ancient history, modern science, and the birthing of a revolutionary new sound and light therapy that's helping thousands overcome their health concerns. That's all upcoming on Coast to Coast AM. We're back with Gail Lynn, inventor of the harmonic egg. You mentioned, you know, initially it came to you as a dream. And coincidentally, last night I did 2 hours of open lines, and I invited inventors and wannabe Edisons to call in and talk about their inventions, their devices. And I've heard this so many times from other inventors about how they first invented in the dream world and then they invented in reality. I find that fascinating. And Tesla also, the same thing, right? You talked about
exactly
the dream world. So back to the egg, you were determined you were going to build this thing out of wood. Any particular type of lumber? Could it have been oak or maple, or was there a specific type of wood you had in mind?
Well, you know, pine has antiseptic properties, and, you know, there's that type of wood that's the pressed wood, and I didn't want that. I went in there, we built the first one with that pressed wood, and when I was in the prototype egg, you could almost hear like a lot of little voices. It almost felt like there were too many different types of wood, so I knew that it had to be just one solid wood for the smoothness, and it needed to be a soft wood because I wanted the acoustics of the music to reverberate in the right way. So I didn't want a hardwood. So yeah, maples, birches, pines, we kind of cycled through a lot of those different woods, and then trying to find wood sometimes is difficult. And we're looking at expanding distribution into Europe, and they have access to different wood. So yeah, it was a big challenge to find that, but I really wanted the experience to be where someone went in there and you can almost hear the sound coming from different places. There's two speakers on the end of the parabola of the egg, but when you're in there, it's almost like those are headphones for you, and you feel the music. You experience the music spiraling around you. You can hear it from the top. Sometimes you hear it from behind you. Sometimes you hear it from in front of you. It's this beautiful, immersive experience, and now I've been hiring musicians and producing music now that is designed to be played in the cubic airspace of this harmonic egg.
And how did you integrate Tesla mathematics? Was it like vortex mathematics, or you know, because he talked about the magnificence of the threes, sixes, and nines?
Yeah,
and
so the
key
vortex
to the universe.
From Victor Schauberger, I learned that from him. But the threes, sixes, and nines. It's how you unlock the mysteries of the universe. And you look in nature, you see a lot of threes, sixes, and nines. And so what I thought is, let me see if I can design some of Tesla's consciousness into this egg. So the outside is paneled with 12 sides, so a two-dimensional dodecahedron. And so if you go 2 + 1 is the 3. And then there's a platform where the chair sits. It's a zero gravity chair, so you're very relaxed in there. And the platform is a hexagon, which is the 6 sides. And I made it angular because I wanted some of the masculine and feminine. So angles are where I have the masculine, and then the egg and the smoothness is the feminine. So you have that yin and the yang. And then there's when you're leaned back in the chair, you're reclined. And you look up, it almost looks like an eclipse because I've got a sphere or a circle, which 360, you get the 3 and the 6, that's the 9. So I wanted to incorporate that. And it seemed to me a little bit silly. I feel like there's some consciousness of Tesla coming through. Let me just put this in here. And people can't believe the information they get when they're in a session. They're manifesting better after their session. They're getting visions of past life clearing, of what they need to do next in their life, or jobs that they have always wanted. They're getting these visions in the egg. So have we unlocked the mysteries of the universe with that energy? I don't know.
And so You go into the egg, and incidentally, for people, if they want to visualize this, or they can just Google it, the harmonic egg, and get an image of this. It's to me, it reminds me, being an old Trekkie, of the those shuttles that used to be on the Enterprise. You know, when they would go out and venture around in those little shuttles, Spock and Scotty and so forth.
I had a gentleman
Was
come
that
in
an
one time.
inspiration at all?
Well, no, I wasn't a Trekkie. I didn't watch Star Trek. This all came through in
How
visions and
dare
things.
you?
Yeah, right. And so all this stuff came through in these visions, but I had a guy come in one day, and he had lived with the Bushmen, and he had traveled and journeyed, and he was on, what do they call it, breatharian diets. And he came in, and he's an elderly gentleman, and I put him in the egg, and he said, "Don't lean me back. I don't want to lean back, because when I used to fly these things, I was sitting up." And I said, "What?" He said, "I used to fly these things." I said, "So is it a spaceship?" And he said, "Yes, these are spaceships that I used to be, I used to fly." And he said, "And I knew you in other lifetimes." He said, "You were a master geneticist." And he said, "I would go out and I would blow myself up, and as long as you could find one cell, you'd always bring me back." And so here's an engineer from
Wow.
Detroit, and this guy's telling me this. And I said, "So where does this come from?" And it's a Sirian technology. So from Sirius B, it's the first time it's been on the planet in this form, with the sound and the light and the resonance and the shape. And I've been told that it's a technology that's on ships today.
Wow. That's, I mean, coming out of Detroit, Michigan, into this whole world,
Right?
you couldn't have anticipated that, I'm guessing.
It's been such a humbling and blessing for me, but it took a lot to get out of my engineering mind and listen to what people say when they come out. And I'd look in there in the room and say, "You just had that experience in there, and they're telling me these amazing things that are being released, and they're seeing angels." And one lady had Lyme disease, and the doctors couldn't find her Lyme disease medically at all. Emotionally, I have clients that still have a disease. Medically, they don't, but emotionally, they still do. So we can release that emotional trauma. But she was somewhat of a channeler, and she said, "I know that I still have the Lyme in the body." And she said she got into the egg, she leaned back in the chair, she was relaxing, and her guides told her that she had an energetic tick from Lyme still in her brain, and did they want to release that? And she said that the tick released. It was an energetic tick. And she said her beings and her guides basically swooped it up after it released in her head. And this stuff coming from Detroit, I'm like, "What? What happened in there?" It's fascinating stories that people tell. And little kids go in there and they tell me stories about the beings or the angels. And one little kid came out and said, "I have to drink a lot of water. They told me I have to drink a lot of water." Okay, that's awesome.
You sort of speaking to that, you know, that natural skepticism that maybe you had initially and so forth. You include that classic Schopenhauer quote about the three stages of truth. First, it's ridiculed, then it's violently opposed, and then it's accepted as self-evident. Where I can't imagine anyone getting violent over an egg, but where are we in terms of the sort of the three stages
Well,
of truth when you talk to people about what this thing does?
yeah, it's, at first I was very skeptical myself because I thought this couldn't work. But after, gosh, after probably 15,000 people have been through the center that I owned, and I actually sold it because I didn't have time to run the day-to-day operations anymore. But we've altered native medicine. Who's the alternative? It's Big Pharma. They've altered all the native medicine. They've turned, valerian root into thallium. They've turned, foxglove into, I think it's called digoxin or something like that, for congestive heart failure. They've
Oh,
turned all of
digitalis or
our,
something.
what's that?
I was thinking digitalis, but that's not it. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
Digoxin. So, but they've taken all of our herbs and native things, and they've altered them. But then they call the sound and light alternative. So I have, you know, I have a soapbox about this. But, you know, what are we doing to ourselves? Why do we need to alter native medicine? And so I haven't had any issues. People go in and it speaks for itself. When they come out, they have results. And trust me, some people come out and say nothing happened. But then a couple of weeks later, they're back. And I say, hey, you know, you're back. I thought nothing happened. Well, I went to my chiropractor and my chiropractor felt there was a difference. My chiropractor said it was easier to adjust me, or they'll come back and say, I'm sleeping now and I had insomnia, or they'll come back and say they hadn't experienced a migraine for, you know, 10 days when they usually have headaches, you know, for 10 days. So I think it's not that far out. When I first started in 2010, I did get attacked by our local media for being a witch doctor, for, you know, scamming people with this sound and light therapy. But we've come so far, so fast with this type of nervous system balancing relaxation device. I really don't have anybody being, ridiculing.
So just explain how a session goes. So you climb into the egg. Does it seal shut? Because it's kind of open to get in, obviously. Then do you close it? Are you totally sealed in there?
So it's not sealed, but you are closed in. So when you come into a center, and you can find all the locations, because people are probably wondering, where's the locations? They're all on the harmonicegg.com website. That's the only locations that we have approved. And you come into a center and they meet you and they kind of ask you, what do you want to work on? And some people will come in with 16 different things. Well, that's just not possible in a, you know, 40-minute session with 10 minutes of silence. So they, you know, you come in and we try to work on maybe the top three. So we have different sound selections and different light selections. There'll be an imbalance in the root chakra, maybe if you have teeth problems or knee problems or foot problems. There'll be an imbalance in a different chakra. You might have a brain tumor. It could be an imbalance in the third eye chakra. So we'll talk to you a little bit about what you have going on. And we take you into the room and we show you there's a doorbell in there so you're not trapped. And people with claustrophobia do really well since that is an emotional trauma. And so
I was going to ask you about that because that's an issue.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was going to ask you. That's an issue with me, claustrophobia.
Okay. Well, hopefully there's going to be in the next 12 months, 9 eggs coming into Canada. So I think you might have an opportunity to experience it. And so it's not sealed, like you were asking. There is a gap around the door because there's that circulation of air that we wanted to design into it. And so, but the door does close. But we wanted to keep the integrity of the smoothness of the egg that spirals around you. So you're lying back in a zero gravity chair, and you can recline a lot or a little. And the music comes on, and there's a subwoofer on the platform of the, or underneath the chair, so you get that sonic massage. So you're getting some slight vibrations and some, you know, really relaxing music, and you just set an intention. Set an intention for maybe a new job or a new relationship or perfect health. And you just relax, you release and you let go. And you just sink into this immersive experience and you're surrounded by the music. There's 40 minutes of music and then 10 minutes of silence. Now, chiropractors were taught back in the day when they were taught to do their chiropractic adjustments, to have the client lay flat for about 15, maybe to 30 minutes to let that integrate, let what the work was integrate. So I designed 10 minutes of silence at the end for people to just integrate, to sit with themselves. And it is one of the hardest things for people to do, because when do we get silence in our world? So that's really important that people sit there in the silence. And they come out, and sometimes they're very spacey, and still quite out of it. And they're going to a level below the level of consciousness. They're awake, but they're almost going to the deep REM sleep in the resonance. It's just such a relaxing experience. It's, people will say it's like ayahuasca. They say it's like a high without anything ingesting anything.
What kind of light are you using?
So we have mercury-free LED lights, and I chose these lights because they have the color spectrums that I wanted. You can get a pink or a reddish-orange or a greenish yellow, or you know, you can get all the different color spectrums that I wanted, because in reading about light therapy, each color can do something different. So we'll use blues to reduce inflammation and purples for the crown chakra or for relaxation, and we'll use you know, just different colors have different meanings. So those are the experiences that people can have. And what I've learned about migraines is, you know, the blues and the purples, you know, detoxing, relaxing, calming colors.
So there's a color that corresponds with different parts of the body or different ailments. So let's say you've got some, I don't know, gastrointestinal issues. Is there a color specific for that?
Yeah. So what I would use is to penetrate the density of the organs, because those are packed in there pretty well in the abdominal area. I'll use maybe some oranges and some drumming music or some, you know, deep flute music. Mm-hmm. And the training manuals for each of the centers that I train or that are trained, they have a very detailed training manual for what instruments do what things inside the egg.
All right. We're approaching the top of the hour, so we'll come back and continue to discuss more about the harmonic egg. At the bottom of the next hour, we'll open up the phone lines, take questions and comments for Gail Lynn, the author of Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing, Why Science is Looking to the Past for the Future of Medicine. And the harmonicegg.com is the website. Back with more on Coast to Coast AM.